Welcome to Yoshi's weekly news bulletin. This is Rishi bringing you the news. Greece, one of the developed countries in the world, is now gripped by huge monetary issues and the banks in the country are closed for a week now. On June 30th, Greece missed a loan repayment of 1.6 billion euros to the International Monetary Fund. Today, the country goes to approve or reject the package of reforms demanded by the country's creditors. A mild 4.6 magnitude tremor was felt in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, yesterday, over 2 months after the country's worst earthquake in decades, claiming nearly 9,000 lives. Inaugurating Digital India Week on July 1st, Prime Minister Narendra Modi pushed for a digital revolution in the country, which he said is necessary to deal with problems like corruption, for a transparent and efficient governance, and to bridge the rich-poor divide. Chief Minister Jayalalitha took oath as a member of Legislative Assembly on July 4th, following her winning the recent by-poll from the Dr. Radhakrishnan Nagar constituency. The much-awaited Chennai Metro Rail was launched on Monday, June 29th by Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha from her office via video conference. The first train started from Alandur and headed to Coimbatore, a 10.1 kilometer stretch. The train covers the distance in 19 minutes with a 30-second halt at each station. The service would be from 6 a.m. in the morning to midnight. Following a decision by the Madras High Court, Tamil Nadu government announced compulsory wearing of helmets for two-wheeler riders from July 1st. Violators of this rule will face the risk of their vehicle documents, including the driving license, being impounded. Chennai police claimed that nearly 95% of the motorists had complied with the High Court order on day one of the implementation of the rule. Piped water supply to various parts of the city has been hit for a week now. The three reservoirs in Red Hills, Pundi and Chembarambakkam are losing nearly 8 million cubic feet daily due to the evaporation caused by high temperatures. Cholavaram reservoir went dry nearly a month ago. The city is anxiously waiting for the monsoon to fill the reservoirs. Are you a cricket buff? A selection camp to identify promising spinners is conducted at Cricket Drome in Thoraipakkam from July 10th to July 20th. Young people between 12 and 25 years of age can take part. Contact Cricket Drome at 98412-63696 or 99405-76391. Weather. With the temperature ranging from 39 degrees maximum to 29 degrees minimum, the weather in the city continues to be mostly sunny and hot. The real feel is of 43 degrees and will remain very warm through the week. That's all for the week now. This is Rishi signing off. Visit www.yoshi.in for updates through the week. Have a great week.